What is osteoarthritis?
Well, osteoarthritis is by far the most common form of arthritis. It's the type that has been associated with aging. So it's the type you see in older adults and you don't see in children. And it's associated with a breakdown of the cartilage, which is the tissue that covers the surface of the joint, as well as changes within the joint lining, the synovium, and the bone, sometimes called bony spurs or osteophytes. One of the misconceptions about this type of arthritis is people have called it wear and tear or degenerative joint disease. And we're trying to get the message out that osteoarthritis is more than just wear and tear. It's a breakdown of the joint tissue that occurs from production of enzymes that destroy the tissue. So it doesn't just wear away, but there's a biological process behind it. It's a process where enzymes are produced by the cartilage cells that are responsible for breaking down the cartilage. So rather than the tissue just wearing it away, it's a biological process, and there's some role for inflammation within the joint that stimulates the production of these enzymes that break down the joint tissue.
So why does this happen as I am getting older? Because it is, to a certain extent, older age disease.
So the processes that change in your body with age predispose you to getting osteoarthritis, but then there are usually other factors that stimulate it to start. For example, injuring your joint, so say you tear your ACL or meniscus, or people that are obese, overweight, or there's also a genetic component as well. The aging works in conjunction with other risk factors to result in the development of osteoarthritis.
All of the sports injuries that we have in high school and college then come back and bite us when we're older in the form of osteoarthritis.
Yes, that's a major risk factor for osteoarthritis, and sometimes that's called post-traumatic osteoarthritis to distinguish it from the osteoarthritis associated with obesity or that associated with aging when there's no obvious risk factors present.
So you've mentioned the word inflammation and an inflammatory process. That's can be separated from other inflammatory arthritides like the crystal arthritis, like gout or other sorts of crystals. How can one tell whether it's osteoarthritis or whether it's one of these crystal diseases?
Well, two ways. One is the acute onset versus chronic onset of inflammation. So with crystals, it's a real acute inflammatory condition where
happens suddenly
and the joint is red, hot, and swollen. With osteoarthritis, it's much more gradual and the amount of inflammation is much less, so that you may not even perceive it from the outside of the joint, but it's active within the joint tissues.
Sometimes osteoarthritis can look pretty inflamed.
Yes, when it flares up, it can look more inflamed, but usually not to the same extent as, say, crystal-induced arthritis or rheumatoid arthritis, which is a classical form of inflammatory arthritis.